Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dacay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday, July 18, 2021. We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give Podcast would like to thank everyone for their support. And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dacay.
Almighty Father, send your Holy Spirit upon all of us so that we may read with faith your word, reflect on it with hope, and realize it with love, following your only begotten Son, from whom we find freedom, fulfillment, and the future with you forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And now, as we listen to Jillian to read for us the gospel for next Sunday, on which we now try to reflect on a Friday, let us open our Bibles to Mark 6, 30 to 34. Julian.
The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things.
Thank you very much, Jillian Vistil. And at once, remember, when we read the gospel, it is Jesus Christ whom we should look at first, listen to, and learn from. Because the gospel is the good news about Jesus Christ. So we must first and primarily understand, if we want to study the gospel, what or how did Jesus say this many things, and what are the many things that he said or did? It is only about what Jesus said and what Jesus did. If we want to know how Jesus lived up to his name, Christ Jesus, anointed to be Savior. So here we have a record by Saint Mark, who was not an apostle. Saint Mark has recorded that the 12 apostles whom Jesus sent out to do two things, to teach and to do miracles, to anoint the sick and cure them, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers, to cast out demons. That's what they did, But more importantly, we would like to know what and how they taught, because they returned to report to Jesus what they did and what they said. Now, towards the end of this gospel, we read that while Jesus wanted the apostles to rest for a while, when people came to them, they could not even eat, meaning they forgot to eat just because they had something to do or to say. And Jesus Christ, while he allowed his disciples to take a rest, enjoy, he saw the vast crowd and his heart was moved with pity. And he began to teach them many things. So my focus now is on this work of teaching. The apostles taught. Jesus taught. Therefore, how is teaching in the life, in the ministry of Christ? If we go to the gospel for cycle C, according to Luke, it's a sign for this Sunday. St. Luke has recorded, and he alone, what happened when Jesus decided to enter the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Of course, as a good person, he knocked on the door. And of course, Martha, maybe the eldest of the three, opened the door and welcomed him. But Jesus went straight to the sala while Martha went straight to the cocina. And Martha prepared many things to eat. A very Filipino custom. We priests, when we try to visit a home and only the lola and the pag-umang o the apo is there, usually the lola will si Dayday, you entertain Father Day, ha? Kay mapalit pa kog Pepsi. As if eating is our priority. No, when we visit, our priority is to teach. And that is what Jesus said to Martha. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. Daghang putahe. There is a need for only one thing, and Mary has chosen the better part. What did Mary do? She sat beside our Lord Jesus at his feet, because Jesus was reclining. She was there to listen to Jesus speak. In other words, here we are told, we are reminded that teaching first before eating. Priority to teach. So when he entered that house, he was telling everybody, my priority is here to teach, so you listen. So that is it. Teaching has always been a top priority in the ministry of Jesus. If we go back to Matthew, we are told in chapter 5, when Jesus went up to a mountain and there he sat down, his disciples gathered around him and he taught them. The whole Sermon on the Mount is recorded by Matthew in his chapters 5, 6, and 7. Teaching his disciples, because that is what discipleship means. To learn. First to listen. To look at. So here we have that the teaching was an agenda of Jesus, top priority niya. But how did he teach? If we read this Sunday's Gospel according to Matthew, chapter A, cycle A, we read, and only Matthew has recorded this for next Sunday, cycle A, that Jesus told his disciples a parable. He said that the kingdom of God is like a man who sowed good seeds of wheat, and then he fell asleep. The enemy came to sow bad seeds of weeds. So the wheat and the weeds were growing up in the field. And the slaves of the master suggested, "Lord, do you want us to pull up the weeds?" Jesus said, "No, do not pull up the weeds, or else you will uproot the wheat. So let them grow together." That is therefore the meaning of authority, because at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, after teaching, he impressed the crowds and the disciples, and they were all amazed at how he taught. And Saint Matthew says that he was not like the scribes of the law. Instead, he taught with authority. This is it. Jesus precisely was teaching his disciples, and Mary in that instance, with authority. Let us understand this. The word authority comes from the word author. The word author, A-U-T-H-O-R, comes from the Latin word augere, auctum, which means to let grow, to increase, to make big, to develop. So when Jesus said that the master was very honest to tell his slaves, "Let the wheat and the weeds grow," that is what he meant. How to let grow is to teach so that the disciples grow naturally in faith and morals, not in politics or economics, not in science or technology, no, in faith and morals. That's how he taught with authority. This is the point. How did Jesus teach with authority? Remember, the apostles one day asked, "Master, increase our faith," meaning augment our faith, develop our faith. And Jesus said, "If your faith is as small as a mustard seed, and it is sown on the field and fertilized, it may be the smallest of all seeds, but I tell you, if well planted, well sown, it will become the biggest of plants." So Jesus said, if your faith is like a mustard seed that grows big, so your faith will become big if faith becomes trust. Kung ang imong pagtuo, mahimong pagsalig. That's why Jesus said, just trust God, and He can remove or move a mountain and place it to the sea. It's not your faith that moves the mountain, no. It is your trust in God, and God moves the mountain from to the sea. That's how Jesus preached with authority. Remember when he spoke with that Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, he started with, "Give me a drink, huh?" Then they talked about this, about that, and then they came to talk about redemption, about Messiah, etc. He really let the woman grow in her faith until the woman said, "I know that the Messiah will come." And Jesus said, "He has already come. He is talking to you. It is I." You see how he developed from "give me a drink" to "I am he." That is what is meant by authority. Now, Jesus not only taught with authority, he also taught by example. For example, he taught, "Love your enemies," a very difficult commandment to fulfill. But he gave an example. How did he love the Samaritans, who were number one enemies of the Jews? First of all, by talking to that Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. It was forbidden to talk to a woman in public, much less to talk with a Samaritan. Secondly, Jesus loved the Samaritans because he made him, that Samaritan, a good example of mercy. Remember the parable of the good Samaritan. Thirdly, he loved the Samaritans because of the 10 lepers who were cleansed. Only one returned immediately to thank him, and he was a Samaritan. So that is how you teach by example, either imong paunhan, paubanan, o pasundan og example. Either before, during, or after you teach, give an example. So this is the point of convergence that I love to highlight from these three Gospels, Matthew 13, Luke 10, and Mark 6. How did Jesus teach with authority and by example? I know that there are many points from these three Gospels, but this Gospel is very relevant on teaching with authority and by example. We may clarify this or say more about this when I pause, that you may prepare to type your questions or your reflections. Please reflect on this yourselves, from what angle, under what aspect, and for what applications. Angles, aspects, and applications. Those are the three things we have to do when we listen to this study of the Gospel, not only cycle B, but cycle A and cycle C, so that we take home when the Mass is ended. When the Mass is ended, we go forth to take home a lesson to learn and live by from Monday to Saturday. So this has been our little apostolate to make us ourselves and others be prepared on a Friday for Saturday and Sunday, especially on Sunday, so that when we go to Mass, we already have an idea of what the message is all about. So here I pause for some of your reflections and answers to questions.
Happy first anniversary to us all online Bible study students. Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Mons, for your ministry of making us closer to Jesus through His Word.
Okay. Again, huh? Again, remember, when you read the Bible, especially the Gospel, look for Jesus. Don't look for Martha or for Mary. No, look for Jesus. What did Jesus say and what did Jesus do? Okay?
Nine questions, Mons. Good morning, Monsignor. Thank you for teaching us with authority. I hope I have grown up. May I ask how go we measure our growth?
So I have said that when we are taught with authority, we are supposed to grow, to augment our knowledge, to increase, to develop. The question you have asked, how do we measure our growth? Okay. Since we are only talking of teaching, faith and morals, how do we grow in faith and in morals? Let me say this. Deep, the comparative of deep is deeper, but the superlative of deep is not deepest, but deepening. So you increase your faith from deep faith to deeper faith to deepening faith. No end to it. You must grow in your faith. You believe. You don't believe more than what we are stating in the Apostles' Creed. Everything is there already. But how deep is your faith? And how high is your hope? And how wide is your love? So you measure your faith, hope, and charity by that. What more do you know? That faith is always different. Then hope against hope, go up higher. And love, you embrace more and more friends and foes. That's how you measure your growth. Not by the money you have deposited or the possessions you have made, no. Faith and morals is increased to trust. So how do you increase your morals? Well, we know we have good manners and right conduct. But do you have a standard for morality? Is there a double standard of morality? If you discard the other standard, then you have grown. See?
Next questions. As a children, can we also teach our prayer parents in matters religious?
This is a very good question. Can children teach parents? Because we may not like it, but and actually now, children are teaching their parents in matters of science and technology. They teach the lolos, the apo, the teaching about computer, about laptops, about of modern science and technology, but I'm referring to how can children teach parents in matters religious. I'll give you an example. There was a mother who was eager to put her child to sleep. She sang a lullaby, and then she said, "Sleep na, sleep na day, sleep na, mimi na day." But inday, the little girl said, "Mommy, I still have to pray to my guardian angel." So you see, the little girl is teaching the mother a prayer should come before you fall asleep. There was a father driving his son to school. Since they were about to be late, the father driving through red lights, and the son said, "Daddy, red light, red light." Daddy said, "Ah, why police? I see no police." So you see, the little boy is teaching the father in morality. You believe and you behave. So it is possible for children now to be teaching their parents in matters of faith and morals, like making the sign of the cross all the time. There was a family gathered around a table, and immediately when the yaya, when the cocinera placed the foods on the table, immediately everybody was grabbing, including the father and the mother, and it was the children who were saying, "Mag-grace muna tayo, mag-grace muna tayo." Especially now, that before saying the grace before meals, you first take a photo of your whatever you are serving. That should come next. First should be prayer before meals. See? Another question.
Happy anniversary, Munsi. Miss you po from Barbie. Nine questions. We thank you, Monsignor, for teaching us. By example, I hope we have been following you. My question is, as parents at home, what examples can we give to children?
Actually, that's the reverse. How parents can teach with authority and example to their children. Parents, be careful, because children, whatever they see, they will do. So behave better good and behave well, because your children at home will be watching you all the time. If you do not fill up your income tax return paper, children will notice that. When you talk about money, how you smuggle this and that, the children will learn. So be careful, because the children are watchful of their parents. They may not say it in words, but they will say it in their behavior. That is true. Parents should teach with authority to develop, to augment their children. If parents have brought up their children and have become mature of age to get married, for example, you parents should let them go. I have told you this before. There was a wedding I solemnized, and it was the mother who gave away her daughter. It was, my God, a long, long walk along the aisle, because the mother, after every step, would cry. She would cry, and so, miabot sila sa altar, dugay kayo. Anyway, after the Mass, I asked the mother, why did you cry? You should be happy that your beautiful daughter is already married. Hapit na kumingon nga, nahali na. But no, I said, you should be happy. She is mature enough to be on her own. But you know what the mother told me? But Monsignor, she has just graduated. Meaning she has not paid yet. What do you mean by upbringing of children? Investment? And you expect a return on investment? You invest in your child. You let him or her grow up. Once he gets that age of reason and then become mature, let her or him go and live on her own. That is one thing that I know there are parents who do not want to let go of their children because of some other reasons. But no, once they have taught with authority and they have grown mature, you say goodbye to them. See, the Bible says if a man mature enough to get married must leave his father and mother and cling to his wife. But there are cases in which it is the father and the mother who cling to the son or son-in-law and do not leave him or her.
9 questions, Mons. Good morning, Monsignor.
Morning.
How do we tell our family members to focus their attention to prayer instead of attending to our matters?
You know what?
Other matters, eh?
I salute parents. I congratulate them if and when at 6 o'clock in the evening and it is oration time, Angelus time, and the children are watching television, maybe the prime time news. If a parent, a father or a mother, can dare to shut off television because let us pray, salute kusena. But I'm sure some parents do not anymore bother about the religious practices at home in the face of science and technology, social communication means. The matters religious should be taught by parents, and I repeat, also by children to parents, not just parents to children. When going to school, the parents must teach their children to be prepared, to be proper, and to be punctual. Not to be late. Dressed properly and prepared to go to school. When you go to Mass, it's the same. You must go to Mass prepared. Then properly attired, and then you may therefore be punctual so that you participate at the very first words you hear in the name of the Father and Son of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when you go out, when the Mass is ended, then go out with the rest. Don't go ahead of any of them. I know of a family. The mother is a good communicant Sunday after Sunday. But on one Sunday, the daughter said, "Mommy, why does not my daddy receive communion. She noticed it, that daddy was not receiving communion, and the mother was just silent until they got home. And at home, mother whispered to the little girl, because daddy has kabit. That is how children can teach their parents. Imagine, she noticed that her father was not practicing his faith. I know that there are parents who try to bring up their children. There was one mother who was in love with his son. She became Byuda and she took her of him. But the only son became wayward, barkada, drugs, and addict. And so he went anywhere except at home. She seldom was he at home with mother. Mother tried to live her own life until one day it was notified, she was notified that her son has been shot dead by the police. Her first reaction was, Myra, Merisi, it's about time he gets caught. She did not at all shed any tear. But when the body of the son was brought to her presence, the mother cried loud. She cried and cried. And they asked him, why are you crying now? She said, because he is my son. He may be an addict, he may be a criminal, but above all, he is my son. So her relationship with his son does not end with his being caught and shot dead. There was a mother who, we are told, approached Saint Augustine. By the way, Santa Monica, the mother of Augustine, was teaching Augustine not only with authority but by example. She was always praying for him and was always following him until Augustine heard Saint Ambrose preach in Milan and was converted. But I am talking about a certain mother. After Augustine, the Bishop of Hippo, was preaching about family relations, one mother approached Augustine, Bishop, okay lang with Mary, because Blessed Virgin Mary had only one son. I have 10 of them. And Augustine said, Onya, are you willing to exchange places? Are you willing to go with Mary and stand at the feet of the crucified? So it's not a question of how many members there are in a family. It's how you treat them as individuals.
Thank you, Mons, for always sharing the good news. Happy anniversary to all of us online students.
That's why I thank God for you, for your continued interest, and for your collective initiative. Let us go on with the help of God's mercy. Let us go on seated in your corners and I in mine, and study the Word of God, especially the Sunday Gospels, especially the ABC Cycles Gospels. And at the end of the year, imagine for 12 long months, we have been trying to do that. And I tell you, we should feel, happy, glad and grateful for what we have been doing. 1 year, 12 months, from July 2020 to July 2021. How time flies. But then remember, everything that happens in this world happens at the time that God chooses. Ecclesiastes 1, chapter 1.
Happy anniversary, Mons.
Happy. Really, we should be happy.
The stories, example of Monsignor Dakay are not the stuff we'd read on FB. Thank you, God, for you. Happy anniversary, Mons. Na Elizabeth. Good God answer prayers in His time. If He is control, nothing will go wrong. Just believe.
That's right. As I have been saying, huh? Sipi, sipi. You want to grow? First, be conscious of God's presence. Then you grow to be convinced of God's power. Then you grow up to be confident in God's providence. Sipi, sipi. Conscious of God's presence, convinced of His power, and confident of His providence. See? That's how we grow up.
You enrich our hearts, Monsignor D. Elizabeth, another question. Thank you, Mons. Thank you for the spiritual enrichment.
Well, I thank you too for listening. Thank you for trying to grow up in matters of faith and morals. Speaking of morals, there are parents who make badlong of their child playing with knife, and they say, ayo pagduwa-duwaan ang kutsilyo, kay masamad ka gani, mayayay ka. Mayayay ka, doy doktor, tambal ni mo, bayaran na to. Pilara may sweldo sa imong papa. Besides, inigsamad ni mo, magdugo, magguwa da yung pare. How do you teach morals to a child playing with a knife? Nga, ang pare magguwa sa, teach him more. To know more, do more, have more in order to be more. That's what Saint Paul the Sixth, Pope Paul the Sixth said in his encyclical Development of Peoples. How should people increase? How should they mature? How should they grow up? Saint Pope Paul the Sixth said, let them know more, do more, and have more in order to be more, to be more God-fearing citizens, and to be more law-abiding Christians. Okay, so here I say, Monsignor Dakay here, over and out. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bye-bye.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakay. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakay to share God's word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakay, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakay. Hear more from Monsignor Dakay again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast for your ears only. I am Brother Gian signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You have just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast with your host, Brother Gian, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.